Ghost, The Rose Society, Book 1. Written by Lila Gray. Narrated by Hannah Marie. Isla. I've always loved old buildings. The secrets they have hidden within their walls, the history they carry with them, the art they've held close to them. I can't help but run my hand along the tapestry in the hallway. Threads of red and gold weave together to tell a story. I look up at the gorgeous oil painting, smiling to myself as I study the brushstrokes. Art is magical. To take something as simple as paint and create beautiful masterpieces has always amazed me. From the time I could hold a crayon, I've always loved to create. I've worked with all mediums, but painting is my favorite. I spend most of my spare time in museums, studying the classic fine arts. But my obsession has paid off. I now attend one of the most prestigious art schools in the world in the heart of Washington, Head Start DC. I spend my days doing what I love, painting and studying classical art. Once I graduate, I already have a job lined up working with the FBI on their art crime team. They reached out to me in my sophomore year of college after I aced a forgery quiz. Looking down at my smartwatch, I curse silently to myself and rush towards the cafe here on campus. I'm supposed to meet my friends for a late breakfast. They're all just waking up, but I've been up since about 4 in the morning. I love getting a head start to my day, before the rest of the world is awake. There's just something about watching the sunrise. The world is still so silent as I sip my coffee. I typically eat a quick breakfast before going for a jog. Then it's off to my first class after I shower and get dressed. Pushing past the crowd, I slip into the cafe and find my friends at the corner table in the back. Sorry, I got caught up. Mallory rolls her eyes. Her red hair is neatly tucked into a headband. Caught up getting lost in the art, huh? I laugh as I take my seat. A latte and muffin already there for me. I look over at Harmony, who winks. She and I are the most alike in our group of 5. Harmony is an amazing musician. She can play any instrument you put in front of her, but the piano is where she loves to be. When she moved into the house we all share, her parents made sure she had a baby grand piano brought in. Thankfully, there is plenty of room. We all live in a beautiful brownstone in the heart of DC. It's sort of like a sorority house, but just the 5 of us and none of the craziness. We all belong to the Rose Society. It's an exclusive club for daughters of high-profile people here in the capital. Mallory clears her throat. So, we have the spring gala coming up. Black and white attire. This year, the girls are all wearing white and the men will wear black. Mal is our fashionista in the group. She creates amazing dresses for all of us. With as many events as we have to attend, it's nice to have her. Zyla shakes her head, her wild pink hair popping out from under a backward baseball hat. White and I don't get along. We need some stain sticks. I giggle to myself as I sip my latte. Zyla is nothing like the high society girls here. She lives her life how she wants, pink hair and all. She's a whiz with computers, and I know she does some shady stuff on them. But I just turn my head and mind my own damn business. The last one of our group, Rosemary, shrugs. As long as I can wear a dress I can actually move in, I'm good. Rose lives for the outdoors. Any type of adrenaline adventure, and Rose is there. She also is a huge activist for saving the earth and animals. Zyla nudges me. Your watchdogs are onto something. Rolling my eyes, I look at the security team that follows me. My mom is the speaker of the house, and my dad works for the CIA, so they're always scared something is going to happen to me. A man comes toward our table, his badge in hand as he approaches my security team. Assistant to the Dean of the American School of Fine Arts, I need to speak to Miss Isla Sutton. I nod to the men as the assistant walk towards me. What can I help you with today? Dean Woodward would like to set up a meeting to discuss a project. If you're available now, I can bring you to his office. Grabbing my cup, I stand from my chair. That's fine. Let's go. Waving goodbye to the girls, I follow the assistant towards the dean office on campus. It's located in the main building all the way to the top. I sip the rest of my latte as I wait outside the large wooden doors. The assistant opens them and steps back. You may go in. Throwing the empty cup away, I head inside. Dean Woodward is sitting behind his desk, phone to his ear. I don't care. Make it happen. He slams the phone down and turns to me, a giant smile spreading across his face. Miss Sutton, so glad you could meet with me today. Please, take a seat. Sitting down, I gracefully cross my legs. Thank you. What can I help you with today, Dean Woodward?